your own damn music on Resonance 104.4 FM, and this is Bob Smith speaking, and welcome to the show. And we've got a fun-packed show full of lots of music to play you. And my guest today is Mark Dean, an old friend of mine, who we were at that boot camp in Deptford together, weren't we, Goldsmiths?
Yeah. Yep.
How would you describe your art, Mark?
My art? Well, what did I just describe it as? Bedroom art, didn't I? Music.
What is bedroom music?
Music I make in my bedroom.
Oh, but you're not a musician particularly, are you?
No, I was. Oh, well, no, I wasn't.
No,
I
actually, we do have
I did want to be, and I did play in bands, and we supported The Clash once. But I got thrown out of that band, because...
Why did you get thrown out of the band?
It's a long story, but I pissed off the leader, who's now an art critic, actually.
Oh, is he? Who's the art critic? Go on, spill the beans. Adrian Searle.
Neil Brown. Do you know Neil Brown?
Oh,
very nice man. It's Valentine's Day. I love you.
He's a nice man. He's never written a nice thing about me.
No.
But, okay, so what are you going to be playing for us tonight,
well,
then? Because you're a video artist.
Yes, I am a proper artist.
A lot of the people on the show that I've had over the last month and a half have been, a few of them have been from this show in Beaconsfield, which was called Chronic Epoch, which detailed the last few years of shows of Chronic Epoch. And you had a piece in that. Maybe you could describe that piece to us, or remind
that
some
piece,
of the people.
Well, I made it especially for Beaconsfield, because I... love them. It was called 10 Years Times 7. And it was... I took 10 songs. Each one had a... The lyrics were about... something to do with years. So there was like David Bowie's 5 years, which I made last 10 years. So I slowed it down 50%. And then what else was there? There was...
So it was sort of playing with the speed of records that mentioned time in order
So 5 years was played at half speed, so it lasted 10 years. And I think the last one was 400 years, Bob Marley's 400 years, so that was played at 40 times the speed, so that's very quick. But I haven't got that with me, because I didn't bring any proper art in. I just brought some bits and pieces I've dug.
You're
going to
play soundtracks in your videos, aren't you?
Well, no.
No,
it's confusing you there. I was going to do that. I thought I would come and show some videos on the radio, but I decided in the end to just dig up some bits and pieces that have been lurking at the back of my studio, which is a computer.
So just tell us what the first track is going to be.
The first track hasn't even got a name, but it's I've done a few pieces fiddling around with intros, and sort of basically taking a little bit of an intro and turning it into some sort of a song.
So okay, let's hear that now. Bloody hell, that ends quickly, doesn't it? Caught me out there. Caught me out totally with your Rolling Stones. We've never had the Rolling Stones on Make Your Own Damn Music before.
Yeah.
Okay, so I should say we've got Mark Dean on Resonance 104.4 FM, and the first record that I played was Polystiffs, and it was when Mark Riley left The Fall. He formed this band, Mark Riley and the Creepers, and that was one of their records anyway, and they produced a record and a few albums, I think. But and then we got Mark Dean, and we just heard basically the beginning of... I must admit, I'm not familiar, really, with the Rolling Stones. I tried to stay away. What is that track?
Well, it's the first... It's the intro to Gimme Shelter, and I just took each bar and repeat each bar, but each time it repeats, I bring the next bar in, so it's all layered up. And then when it's all there, I'd start taking the beginning away.
Aye.
But...
All right. This next track is Rust Bucket. Rust Bucket at Chronic Epoch. Okay, I'll fade out Rust Bucket there. If you're still listening, that was Rust Bucket. And Rust Bucket, What they're doing there, they're singing, I mean, it's that sort of popular tune, The Knack's My Sharona, and they're singing Nicholas Sirota over it at Beaconsfield Art Space, which is a fantastic art space. And you've got an observation about Nicholas Sirota, haven't you?
Well, I do. I was just wondering if anybody had ever seen Nick Sirota and Sarah Kent in the same room together, because I'm sure one of them's the other in drag.
I think that's probably true. Okay, so the next track, does it need any explanation? The next piece by Mark Dean, or shall we just listen to it and talk about it afterwards?
Well, this is a radio edit of a video piece called Teenager. It's the Moondogs. It's a little guitar break by the Moondogs. That's a very creaky mic. The Moondogs, great Irish band from the 70s. And I've just nicked the guitar break, and I repeat the line, one line of the guitar break, and each time I add another repeat, and it actually goes up to 19, but for the radio edit, I've just done it up to 13. So.
Right, so let's hear that now. What's it called? Moondog?
Teenager.
Teenager. Thank you. Okay, so that was Teenager. I must admit, that does send shivers down my nostalgic spine, because that has got that sort of Stiff Little Fingers undertones, kind of Derry, the sound of Derry, and I don't know, not that I grew up in Derry or have any relationship with it, really, but it's the sort of sound of a particular 1977 yeah. teenager... childhood, isn't it, or something? Yeah. Teenagerhood.
Yeah.
And you exhibited that at Redux Space, didn't you?
I did. Well,
and how was it exhibited then? Screening.
Well, it's actually. That's a brief extract from the full length work. But
and visually, what was there?
Well, there's one of those long school photographs, that, you know, where the camera pans along, and I sort of flipped it upside down. I'm in it as a teenager, and I flipped it upside down, and each time that you get that little repeat, the picture moves along a little bit across the screen, and it takes as long as it's about 12 minutes it takes to get across.
Mark Dean on Resonance 104.4 FM.
Very boring.
Don't say that. I think it's interesting, Mark. These are the fucks. The Fux, and I believe Gemma from the Fux is well, and she's, I think they're touring, playing around, well, not touring, but playing in London somewhere again after a bit of an illness. But and that's the song, I believe, called I Don't Like It, and that's the Fux, so very good. And right, what's the next one then? Mark Dean on Resonance 104.4 FM, visual video artist. What's the next sound,
the next
work you're going to play?
This is I don't know if it's got a name, but the video's got a name, but...
Tell us what the video's called.
Well, the video, I think it's called Frameless. But it's... I've done a few pieces where I've taken a Hermann grid, which is an optical illusion. You might know it, where there's like a lot of squares put together, and you see at the interstices of the grid, you see little grey dots, but when you look at the actual point, the dot disappears.
Mm.
Do you know that? Anyway, that was discovered by a guy called Hermann.
Oh, right.
And so I've made some work
using
this
psychology
grid.
Psychology we're getting into here.
Well, using this grid, and I did one with a Bernard Herrmann, some music by Bernard Herrmann, Psycho, and this one uses the Hermann's Hermits.
That sounds deeply at odds with the mathematics of what you're talking about. Well, it's probably still... Was it a 60s phenomenon?
No, 1870 Hermann grid.
So when Hermann was coming up with his grid, little did he know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so should we...
Play it?
Yeah, play it. Let's play it. Thank you. So just explain a little bit to us. It's just on in the background now. Just explain to us that it's two loops that have kind of come together now that, as we've listened to that.
Well, one's slightly shorter than the other.
In the left ear and the right ear.
Technically, it's they're phasing. But because it's a sort of very rhythmic sound, it's they just go out of time. And just then they were joining up because it's... Dum, dum, dum.
Okay, Resonance 104.4 FM. The guest tonight on tonight's show on Make Your Own Damn Music is Mark Dean, and he's certainly been fiddling about with people's music and making his own art out of it. And that's a banal thing to say, isn't it? Okay, thinking of stupid things to say. No, where am I going with this? My wife's celebrity question. Last week's question, whose song Start Me Up and Rough Justice were partially censored from the live broadcast at the Super Bowl in Detroit because of the lines, am I just one of you cocks? And you're the dead man. you'd make a dead man
you don't
come.
Sound like
I can't
it.
Sound. That's no. Not a very good Mick Jagger impersonation, isn't it? The answer, of course, was the Rolling Stones. And last week's winner was Ian from Oxford, Ian Hembrow. Well done, Ian. And I hope you're enjoying your Frog Morris CD, which I sent you. And this week's question, which is, which pop star was recently caught driving down the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu, California? That's where my in-laws live. And if they're listening, happy Valentine's Day. With her baby on her lap. And phone, or no, don't phone, email your answers to bobsmith.lcca@ntlworld.com, and you too could win a fantastic CD, and I might slip a badge in there. And if you buy Flux magazine at the moment, you're not that this is advertising, I wonder if you were to buy Flux magazine, the marvellous avant-gardist fashion and culture magazine, you would get this CD, and this is timely to play this because we're into all things Brazil at the moment, and the show after this is called Slam Dunk with Groovy, so this is a bit of a trailer for groovy Brazilian music that's coming on after my show.
Na vida não se pode vacilar, sair do crime você pode acreditar, porque eu tô nessa desde pivete, graças a Deus. Eixo 5-7. Na vida não se pode vacilar, sair do crime você pode acreditar, porque eu tô nessa desde pivete, graças a Deus. Eixo 5-7. Aí irmão, se liga João, presta atenção, tem um dom, eu sei qual é, vivi e convivi na função, há mil anos desde...
Yeah, so if you, well, if you were to borrow a copy of Flux magazine and, or just go into news agents and rip the... You know, it's stuck on with only a little bit of glue. Just nick the CD out of the, and it's full of this stuff from a record label called Trauma, and it's absolutely wonderful. But we're going to listen to we're going to turn back the clock to rock, and this is the Headcoats. To say their most passionate record that Billy Childish ever put out.
Done everything to win.
You're listening to Resonance FM, and this is the Make Your Own Damn Music Show, and our guest tonight is Mark Dean. And Mark Dean's next track is... Tell us, Mark.
Well, Bob, I hoped I could make a request. And a dedication.
Go on then, make a
this
dedication.
This is for all the Valentines today, especially Erica and Anna. If you could play track 7, Bob.
Oh, that's very sweet. Okay, all right. Okay, okay. Track 7, Valentine. It is Valentine's Day tonight.
I'll never be jealous again, Gladys, I promise.
Maybe I'll give you cause someday. Heinze. Heinze.
Oh, I've learned my lesson. I'll never be jealous again.
You stick to that now.
Absolutely.
That's easier said than done.
I can do it.
I knew it. But let's take an example, just for fun. Picture this. You're waiting 3 hours for her to come home from a date.
There I am. I'm waiting 3 hours for her to come home from a date.
Here she comes. Her lipstick is smeared and she can't seem to walk very straight.
Here she comes. Her lipstick is smeared and she can't seem to walk very straight.
Then she drops a bottle of rye and not batting an eye says a train wreck made her late.
Well, Heinze, what would you do then?
I would trust her, I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous again.
Nice work, Heinze.
I know what I'm doing, Mabel. I know
now
what I'm doing.
Now let's take another example.
Sure, Mabel.
Picture this. You've nothing to do, so you drop into chat for a while.
There I am, with nothing to do, so I drop in the chat for a
Something's
while.
Something's up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a smile.
Something's up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a smile.
Then you see a hat and a tie and a pair of socks in a nice, neat little pile.
Well, Heinze...
I would trust her, I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
That's the stuff, Heinze, you're practically cured.
There will be no more nightmares to sleep through, no more keyholes to peep through,
no more bushes to creep through.
That's my plan.
Well, now that you're a new man, picture this. You go to your sweetie's apartment, you borrow the key.
There I am. I go to my sweetie's apartment, I borrow the key.
There she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate squeeze.
There she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate squeeze.
Then, to boot, she tells you she was in the arms of her cousin who's back from overseas.
Her cousin back from overseas? Do you expect me to believe?
Heinze!
I would trust her. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
Hey, you're listening to Resonance 104.4, and the incurable romantic Mark Dean is with me at the studios in Denmark Street. And this is for all you Armitage Shanks fans. We played a Billy Childish record, but we must counteract that by playing Armitage Shanks. And this goes out to Richard from Armitage Shanks, who is not terribly well at the moment, but hope you get well soon.
Cow. I know you know the wages of disgrace, so it's no surprise.
Hey, Armitage Shanks, the wonderful Dick Scum, Richard Huggins in real life. And this is the last track from Mark Dean. Thank you for being on the show, Mark. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thank you very much.
And this is your last track, which we're going to play, and thank you. That was the last piece. That was Nico, adapted and messed around with and extended by Mark Dean, our guest tonight. And Slam Dunk have marched into the studio and they're about to, you know, start their show off and do their thing. And so if you have been listening, thank you very much. And hopefully you'll tune in next week.